Hi, I'm Suzanne and your host for Crosstalk, the IEEE EMC Society podcast, Heroes About the Noise, the podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community. In this issue, we will talk with Wangling Bao. He's an EMC engineer, senior technical expert, EMC modeling and simulation with Continental Automotive Singapore. And that's why he will be talking about managing the great divide between EMC simulation and design. Welcome, Wangling Bao.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you for the short introduction. I think to add on to my role as a EMC designer in Continental, I'm also the global lead for the EMC architect team. So in this role, I am leading a team of EMC architects. In addition to the daily EMC design work, we do also front-loading reviews, defining EMC concepts, hardware reviews, and supporting projects worldwide if they have issues in the field, and also that requires additional supports and advices. I'm also the senior technical expert for the field EMC modeling and simulation. This is really the fun part of my job, as it revolves around the state-of-the-art 3D EM simulation, in addition to the classical EMC design and testing. So for me, I'm a strong advocate of numbers and figures. Hence, to me, this is more convincing to me, myself, colleagues, and even customers if we can present this data out to them. There are also times where I'm required to evaluate EMC impact with regards to the test setup when it comes to testings and measurement results. And with these simulations, this is really insightful. So to summarize this, I find this the really interesting and satisfying part of my work.
Yeah, I imagine. So can I say you're a strong advocate of EMC simulation based on your expert title?
Well, I tend to be thinking in different directions. So if I were to rank my preference, EMC design actually comes first, followed by test and measurement, and lastly, simulation. I want to describe a bit more of my background. Before I joined Continental, I was doing my PhD work in mainly EMC design, particularly shielding. Later, I joined Continental as a high-speed designer, so I have to perform both signal integrity and power integrity simulations and measurements. So after a few years, I felt that I have reached a plateau and requested to join the EMC design team in my department. Initially, this was interesting and challenging, as I have to pick up the basics of how to perform various emissions, immunity, and ESD tests. But with this, I also had the opportunity to travel to various places to conduct and see how the tests were being performed. To me, this is like returning back to my roots again. I felt that those roots, instead of holding me back, has enabled me to grow even better and stronger. I also felt that this was really the best way to debunk all the perceptions that simulation engineer is not someone who works the whole day on the desk running simulations. I believe this is really the best way to show that I know what I'm doing, and also to understand how the EMC designer, test engineers are doing it. If I want to know really and understand what is really going on at the back, I have to convince myself, and evenly, more important, the rest, how EMC simulations can change the way EMC design is being done traditionally. You can talk all you want about simulations, but ultimately we have to go both up and downstreams to remove all these barriers, to build a kind of symbiotic ecosystem to get things done. Personally, I think after all these years, I felt that I'm a more complete EMC design and simulation engineer. Maybe just to share a bit more about what we have in Continental as an organization, we actually have this EMC community, similar to what we have in the EMC society. So this is a global community where you have the engineers, managers, experts from test teams, design teams, simulation teams, and projects coming together from different regions. So we have this monthly, and you can imagine this like a typical EMC workshop where we have come together to discuss know-hows, problems, solutions. For this meeting, it is really done once a month, carry out with the colleagues from different regions, Asia, Europe, and NAFTA. So you can see that when all these regions come together to talk at the same time, we see different kind of cross-fertilization and crystallization of ideas. So I want to add on is that these topics discussed here are really wide range in terms of different topics. And the silos, I guess now the keyword now is the silos between the different departments and regions are being broken down. And we can really come together to discuss and implement initiatives to drive EMC topics within Continental itself.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting. Thank you for sharing that insight with us. And as I see that EM simulation has been around for many years in general, but I have this feeling that it's not that accepted widely in the industry. Do you feel the same?
I would say that this probably comes from two perspectives. Firstly, I feel that the EMC or maybe the simulation companies are really doing a lot of great work nowadays. There are many out there, but really the great divide comes in between the classical EMC design and the state-of-the-art EMC simulations. I will always like to use the same example of two people looking at the number 6. To one, if he's on the top, he sees it at 6, and the other, if he's at the bottom, he views it as a 9. So this debate can go on forever. So where both of them can be right and wrong at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm a Chinese, so if I see another way, it's like the yin and yang, which is a Chinese philosophical concept that are interestingly opposite, but on the contrary, complementary to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So to do so, I believe we must not forget that we all have the common goal to solve the EMC problems and issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's an interesting philosophical point of view. I like that.
Yes.
From your perspective, how do you think this can be addressed?
Just a quick question to you, Suzanne. Have you heard of the term Gemba?
Oh, no, I haven't. What is it? Okay, please tell me about it.
Okay. So for us, because we are based in Asia, so a lot of the terms, we actually follow the Japanese way of doing things. So Gemba is a term used first by Toyota, one of our biggest customer. It means going to the real place to see where the action is. Interestingly, this concept was actually popularized by Tom Peters in the 1980s, around the year I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So he talked about management, wandering around. In lean thinking, the Gemba means walking, done by the managers to identify areas of waste that could be eliminated from the work process, ultimately to eliminate, to improve efficiency. Okay, but in reality, to me, this Gemba is not just to reduce waste. Okay, when you have the managers moving around, seeing how things are being done, it improves the company culture. So I want to bring this term in is because if we really want to close the gap, then we need to do a reset where the EMC simulation engineers needs to follow what the EMC designer and the test engineer are doing and conducting the tests in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if they were to go to a lab, for example, you have an immunity issue. So if we see the report, sometimes you only know there's a pass or fail. Okay, mm-hmm. But if we really go in depth, then you can really see what is the real failure or is it really a real issue. For example, some LEDs may blink or the LEDs actually say dim down during the CW excitation or the AM excitation. So all this needs to be there to see what is really happening.
So, okay.
Similarly, if the EMC engineer or the simulation engineer has to really understand what was being modeled in the setup to give feedbacks, okay, and to get these inputs to really ultimately understand whether the results are meaningful or the model is correct. So typically, if you ask me, this is like a marriage. To make it lasting, they need to have the few terms, the few conditions, like making time for each other, prioritizing each other, complementing each other, communication, don't be afraid to argue. And lastly, make this physical touch a real thing. That means really follow the Gemba rule and then go down to where the real thing is happening.
Yeah, I see. And could you share some examples of this from your experience?
Okay. Not sure if I have. Let me think. I think I have one good. There are really a lot of good role models out there. But when it comes to this approach, I think there's only one person which comes to my mind at this moment. I haven't asked his permission yet. So this person is an expert in ESD. I hope when I mention ESD, we know who this person is. He has to be Professor Paul Mielenki. firstly, I'm a big fan of his work. And it's not just how he does his know-how, but I personally know that he actually have a very good investigative approach and a deep know-how in his ESD field. So how this is been done to me is the most classical example, where he actually tear down the ESD gun and then modeling each individual components, okay, before bringing them back and then combining them into one complete gun model. So even for me, I think he is really a good person or role model we should all look at.
Interesting. Yeah. And what do you think are the progresses you hope to see in this divide?
Well, I think before we start with what I or we hope to see, I want to start with what I've seen so far. So currently, based on my experience, I'm seeing that a lot of customers are really getting interested to see how EMC simulation can be used to explain how the failure is happening and to prevent the failures from happening again. In some cases, there are even some customer requirements nowadays that they specify that they request the simulation models to be made available such that if it's necessary, they can also do the analysis on their site. Mm-hmm. For me, I think the most important aspect of simulation is that it allows us to see how various electromagnetic fields are propagating inside this 3D model space. This is something that we really cannot do in the lab. Mm-hmm. Moving on, what I see or hope to see is that EMC simulation can reach a maturity or stage where we can use it like a plug-and-play environment for different type of tests. So this concept is actually quite similar to what some of the simulation vendors have already provided for the antenna simulation. We know that this is really established, where there's a library of validated antennas that can be put inside the simulation environment for ease of analysis and design. Or to put it simply, the same can be made for the typical equipment or the tools that we use in the EMC tests. So for example, Leeson's current probes, antennas, temp cells, strip lines, mobile and transmitters, this can go on forever. I think this will allow the users to leverage the support by the vendors to more effectively and efficiently combine the models to build the whole test system. This is particularly critical in my field for automotive. Okay, because most of the time the results are actually quite dependent on the test setup itself. So maybe the next interesting thing is that, as we know, EMC testing will definitely become more stringent. Wider frequency range, lower emission limit lines, higher injection levels. Okay, all this is going to make the EMC design more challenging. Okay, so this means I probably have jobs to do in the future. But what I want to hope to see in the next 5 to 10 years, I think this divide should close. And I would also see a more agile use of EMC simulation inside EMC design. So this means not using a full-blown 3D model to do the design, but coming back to the basics again, can we have a reduced model to evaluate different design optimizations? I guess then this really boils down to a good collaboration between the design and simulation team. And if this can be achieved, to me, this is really a big step towards a great acceptance in EMC simulation. I guess lastly, I think it will be the use of EMC simulation to predict measurement results. Honestly, I do not expect this to happen, and I don't think this can happen. But what I hope or see that is possible is that the simulation results can be used to gain a whole level of acceptance, such that during our customer discussions or during EMC troubleshooting, they can be used, okay, to replicate the whole systems and front load the whole environment before the next issue happens again.
Yeah, thank you, Wang Limbao, for being my guest in this podcast and sharing your insight about a way, or as well a philosophical way of on how to manage the great divide between EMC simulation and design. It's been a pleasure learning about that aspect on EMC. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Suzanne.
And I thank you for listening. And if you wish to learn more about EMC and get the latest input from science and the industry, stay tuned and sign up for Crosstalk, the podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community.